Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Zayin. We are up to Sif Tezayin, the top line on page 206. The Mechaber says in Sif Tezayin, Melitzos u'mishalom shel sichas chulin. Expressions or mishalom, parables of secular topics. V'divrei cheshek kigon sefer Emmanuel. And Sdivrei Cheshek, which is words that inspire lust, like Sefer Emmanuel, V'chein Sifrei Melchamos, and so too books that discuss the wars, Aser Likros Behem B'Shabbos. All these things are not allowed to be read on Shabbos. V'af B'chol Aser Mishum Moshav Leitzim. Not only are these things Aser on Shabbos, they're actually Aser during the week as well because of Moshav Leitzim. V'over Mishum Al Tifnu El Ha'ililim. And you're over on the Pasuk by reading them on Shabbos of Al Tifnu El Ha'ililim, which they teach as Lo Sifnu El Midaitchem. To not go after your Yetzer. U'bedivrei Cheshek Isa Su Mishum Mageres Yetzer Hara. Megare Yetzer Hara. And when you're reading the Divrei Cheshek, that also creates an iser of going after one's yitzhara. Umisha chibron, and the one who wrote these books, umisha hatikon, and the one who copies these books, the ein sarach lomar hamad pison. Those who are printing them, these people are all over this iser of being megara the yitzhara. Umachtiyam es harabim, and they are causing the public to sin. The Rama says, v'nir ledakdeik, hada aser likros besichas chulen v'sipurim milchamos. That which we say it's aser to read secular topics and books about wars. Haynu davka im ksuvim b'loshon laz. This is only if it is written in foreign languages, not in Hebrew. Ava b'loshon hakodesh, if it's written in loshon hakodesh, shari, then it's going to be permissible. V'chein nirali miloshon shekosu atosas perikol kisvei, v'chein nogu lahokil b'zeh. Says the Rama, that's how it appears to me from the loshon that's written in Tosas and Shabbos, and that is the minhag to be lenient when it's written b'loshon hakodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nunches, so we said Melitzos and Mishalom of Sichas Chulin, V'ein b'chlal ze Yosifun, V'sefer Yuchsin, V'divri hayomim shor b'yosi Kohen, V'shevet Yehuda, all these Tzvarim, which are really history books, are not included in this Isser. Shemehem yilmudu divrei Musar v'Yira. Through reading these books, even on Shabbos, one will learn Musar and Yira. V'alkein afilu k'suvim b'lashari. And therefore, even if they are written in a foreign language, they are mutter to read on Shabbos. But the Melitzos and Mishalom shel Sichas Chulin, the Divrei Cheshek, the Sifrei Melchamos, those are also to read on Shabbos. And the Mechaber said, even during the week, it's also because of Moshe Leitzim, Sifkat Nuntes. V'kol shekein aholech letartiyos v'karkasiyos. Certainly those people who are going to theaters and going to circuses. V'heim minei schok, these are places of entertainment. K'deisav avodah zarah, daf yudches. Ushar minei tachbulos, or other places of amusement. V'gam b'purim ein mutter rak haschoik sh'osim z'echila hachashverosh. And even on Purim, we're a little more lenient. It's only schok that has to do with remembering the story of Purim and the times of Achashverosh. But otherwise, these things are going to be considered Moshav Leitzim as well. Ubavanosenu harabim, and our great Averos, kayom, nowadays, nasa dover zek hefker etzel eza noshim. This thing has become hefker by some people. Leilech, the beis tartios, that they're going to theaters. V'akosav tzoveach v'omer, the pasuk is screaming out and saying, v'al tismach Yisrael el gil. V'gam ikabazem mishum megari yetzahara b'nafshah. They're also instigating their yetzahara. V'omru chazal, kol ha-mislotzei tznofo v'gehenim. Shenemar v'gomer, v'yisurim b'onolav, punishment comes upon such people. Shenemar v'ato altis lotzatzu pen yechzaku mosreichem. Ayin Shom B'Gemar Od, so very unpleasant things are said about those people that are involved in different types of Moshav Leitzim, going to theaters, going to circuses. These are things that are not recommended. Sivkotin Samach Al Tifnu El Midaitchem, we teach the Pasuk of Al Tifnu El Ha'ililim as Al Tifnu El Midaitchem. The Mishaburah says, El Asher Atem Osim Midas Levavchem. Don't go after the things that you're doing from your heart, don't go after Yetzahara. So we said, needless to say, those who are printing these books for people to read, that is certainly, they are machtim as a rabbin, they are causing the public to sin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Samach Aleph, v'chein mochrei svarim. So too, those who sell books, hasocharin v'inyonim ke'elu, and they're dealing in business with these kinds of books. Umamtziyam osam lakonim likros behem. and they're making them available for those who buy them to read from them. Heim bichlal zeh, they're included in this Moshe Leitzim as well. V'ayin b'sefer machan achayim b'tshuva alef sheherich bin yazem. Oh, look in the sefer machan achayim, who speaks at length about this. V'omru chazal tell us, godol hamachdi l'odom yosem erahargo. Worse is the person that causes his friend to sin more than one who kills someone. Shahargo hu rak ba'olam hazeh. One who causes someone to be killed, it's only killing him in this world, he'll still get olam haba. V'hamachtiyo hu gan ba'olam haba. One who causes his friend to sin is making his friend lose olam haba. Sivkotan samach bey. So we said in the Ramah that it appears that it's only usur to read the Sichas Chulin and Sipurei Mulchamos if they're written in a foreign language, but not if they're written in Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Mishavura, Ubedivrei Cheshek. However, when it comes to the Divrei Cheshek, that's more problematic. Shehum Megari Yitzahara, that's the one that incites the Yitzahara. Lukuli Alma Asra, Afil Lashon HaKodesh. Everyone agrees that's usur, even if it is written in Lashon HaKodesh. V'chol Sha'asr Lekroso Asra Afil Lutaltalo. Anything that is usur to be read is also mukta. It's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Sevkotan Samachimu, Abel Lashon HaKodesh, we said these books, not the Sifrei Cheshek, but the Sifrei Mulchamos, the Sichas Chulin, those things are mutter if they are in Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Mishabura, the Halashon, the Atzmo, Yesh Bo Kedusha. Because Lashon HaKodesh itself has Kedusha in the language. The Lomed Mimenu Divrei Torah. And you can learn from it words of Torah. Hulafize, according to this, Gam Igeres Shalom Aksuv Lashon HaKodesh Ari Lukros. Also, in Igeres Shalom, we discussed yesterday that you're not really allowed to read it, certainly not more than one time. That also would be permissible if the Igeres Shalom was written in Lashon HaKodesh. The Yesh Lilmod Mitochu HaLashon. From reading these letters, you can learn Lashon HaKodesh. The Gam Kosubo Kama Psukim Shal Torah. And also, many times, there are Psukim that are written in these letters, and therefore it is Mutter. Ach Shitre Chovos V'Chashbonos. However, documents of debts or calculations, gam laharamo osra afil loshon hakodesh. Even the Ramo would agree those are also to be read on Shabbos, even if they are written in loshon hakodesh. Viget mutter l'taltalo, you are allowed to move the get on Shabbos. Afal pisha kosav loshon laz, even if the get is written in a foreign language, the yochol lilmo b'menu dineget. Because if you read a get, you're able to learn the halachos of the get from reading the get. Uleinyan kriyas tzaitungin b'Shabbos. In terms of reading itonim, in terms of reading newspapers on Shabbos, av shebetshuva shlus Yaakov mekil b'zeh. Even though the tshuva shlus Yaakov is lenient about reading newspapers on Shabbos, harbe achronim osrin. Many achronim asr reading newspapers mipnei sheyesh behem yediya minyanei masa umata. Maybe many of them get involved in business discussions, and therefore newspapers are not allowed to be read according to many achronim on Shabbos. There is a very long note over here, note number 70. They point out a few interesting things. If you look at note number 70, Ubibir hachra aso shal mishabura, in explaining this deciding factor of the mishabura of Nissen Karelis writes, Sheyesh lahachmir shalo likro iton b'Shabbos. One should be careful not to read a newspaper on Shabbos. Ela she'ein limchos b'misha kara. One should not protest against those who are reading newspapers on Shabbos. Ubishema Chazanish Kosov, Shi'iton Hu Mukta. The Chazanish says the newspaper is Mukta. Viyesh Limchos Biyara Koro, and one should protest against one who is reading it. Rav Yashiv says, Shalachatchila Bivadei Ein Likro Iton Lachachila, one should not read a newspaper. Ach Bedoycha Geish Lahatir Lemi Shakoro Lanoso. There are tzadim to be lenient. One is if a person is reading it because he gets an enjoyment out of it. That's a tzad to be lenient. Another tzad, and what they point out later on in the note over here, is that even though the Shvus Yaakov is lenient about reading newspapers, the Mefarshim explained the Shvus Yaakov's heter in reading newspapers is only because that was how they found out the news. And if you wanted to know if a war broke out and you had to do something, you had to read the newspaper. But many poskim say that heter does not apply nowadays. If there's a war breaking out, we know about it from other electronic devices, and we're not finding out by reading the newspaper on Shabbos that comes out once a week. That's giving us all the old news. And therefore, although there are some etera of reading newspapers on Shabbos, there are many problems with reading newspapers on Shabbos. Many advertisements that they discuss over here, which the poskim say are absolutely forbidden. If you look at the next paragraph in note 70, modas persumos, which are ads, v'chein ma'amerei chalkola, And so to the statements of finance, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Sheladas kulam asurim bekriya min adin. Those are absolutely not allowed to be read. You're not allowed to read advertisements on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read about business on Shabbos. And therefore, there are many problems with reading newspapers. But clearly, the poskim say not to protest against those who read it. There are tzadim lahatir. You have the Shvus Yaakov, even though it's not so pashit. You have the other hetter that some say that it's an enjoyment. But lemaisa, everyone should ask their local Orthodox Rav. Sivkotan Samech Dalud. So the Ramah said that if one is reading the Sifrei Melchamos or the Sichas Chulin on Shabbos and it's Lashon HaKodesh, it's mutter. Aval ha'aguda, v'hataz, v'habach, v'od harbi achronim chokum azeh v'osrim. But many achronim argue and say even in Lashon HaKodesh it's asr. V'cheinu gam kein das agra, that's also the opinion of the Gra. Ulefize, according to this, gam bi'igera shalom, so too when it comes to a letter from a friend, einaf gamina ben Lashon Lazu ben Lashon HaKodesh. Lemaitza, according to all these achronim, a regular letter that you're not allowed to read, before we said the Ramah's matir of Lashon HaKodesh, but the poskim argue with this Ramah, and they say even Lashon HaKodesh, it is not allowed. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Yod Zayin, Oser Lilmod B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Zulas B'Divrei Torah. One is not allowed to learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov anything except words of Torah. V'Afilu B'Sifrei Chachmos Oser. Even if one wants to learn Sifrei Chachmos, science, or things like that, it's Oser. V'Yesh Mishamatir. And the Mechaber says there is an opinion that says Sifrei Chachmos is Mutter. V'Alpis V'Roso Mutter Lahabit B'Atzteralob. And based on their svara, one would be allowed to look in a telescope on Shabbos. You'd also be allowed to flip it over and to move it around. It would not be mukta, according to the shita that says you're allowed to use a telescope on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Samachay, Yesh Misha Matir. There are those who are matir reading Sifrei Chachma on Shabbos, V'chein Nohagim Lohokil. And that is the minhag to be lenient to read Sifrei Chachma. V'kasav el yirabad yirei shamayim roi lachmir b'zeh. Even though it's mutter, a yirei shamayim should be machmir, ki harambam v'haran osrin. Because the ma'isa, the Rambam and the Ran are of the opinion that it is asr. Siv katan samil chvav mutter lahabit ba'astaralub. You're allowed to look, according to the second shita, inside a telescope. Hu kli shalachozim mikochavim. This is a kli that you use to look at the stars. Why is that mutter? The mali lahavin achachma min asefer umin akeli. What's the difference if you're reading a book on astrology, which is considered a sifrei chachma, or if you're learning about it through looking at a kli? It's the same idea, and according to the one who is matirid in a book, he be matirid also in a telescope. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Ches, lishol min hashed, to be asking questions from a demon. Masha mutter v'chom mutter b'Shabbos. Whatever is mutter during the week is mutter on Shabbos as well. Says the Mishaburus if katan samazai masha mutter. What Salomar means to say is diyesh dvarim shasurim af b'chol. There are things about asking a shindala that are usher even during the week. Mipnei shehem b'chlal kishuf. Some of those things gets involved in kishuf and witchcraft is not allowed. Viyesh dvarim shasurim mipnei asakona. Ladas Rab Yosi k'disa b'gemara. Some things when you get involved in a shindal are also because of sakon, like the Gemara says, the alkein omar the dvarim hamutarim b'chol mutar b'Shabbos. That's what the Mechaber says. Whatever is mutar during the week, it's not a sakona. It's not kishuf. That will be mutar on Shabbos as well. The ayim amagin avram ushari achronim sheheskimu. The davka mishum refu ushari. Even the things that are permissible, it's only permissible if it is for healing purposes. Avav bulav hachi asr mishum imtzelchav tzecha. Anything else to get involved with demons will be usher because of taking care of your own needs. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yotes. A shtickle, new topic over here. Schora hanifsedes b'Shabbos ayidei gishomim u'davar acher. You have merchandise that's going to get ruined on Shabbos because of the rain or some other cause. Oh, osi bitko demaya. Or there is a nachal or some kind of agamayim that is coming and it's going to flood your items. Umafsid mamodu, it's going to make you lose money. O shenisro a'achovish shal yayin, or a barrel of wine broke. V'holech le'ibit, and all the wine is going out and getting lost. Mutter likros eino yehudi. You're allowed to call over a goy. Afal pi shevada yodeya she'enu yehudi yatzil hamamum. Even though you know, as we'll see in the Mishabura, that the goy is going to do an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos in order to save your money. Ulachaso schora to cover merchandise, operos or fruit, whatever achem de'agashamim, or something else because of the rain. We'll see that later on in Simon Shin Lamed Chesiv Zayin. V'chein mutter lomar le'enu Yehudi. You're also allowed to say to a goy, kol ha'matzil eino masid. You can't ask the goy to do it, but you could say to the goy, whoever saves my things will not lose. Kamo badleika, just like when there's a fire on Shabbos, shehetiru lomar, you're allowed to say, kol ha'mechabe eino masid. You can't ask a goy to extinguish it, but you can say, anyone who extinguishes it will not lose out. Some say this whole heter of saying whoever does it won't lose out is dafka by a fire, but not over here when there's water that's flooding your merchandise. So I'm like, come on, Simon Shin Lamedal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kodan Samaches, Schorah Hanefsedes, your merchandise is getting ruined, you're allowed to call over a goy. Umisayim Alzeh. And says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber ends off this Sif and says, Di Yocho Likro Seino Yehudi, you can call over a goy. Vahainu. That means to say, afilu im yitzarech lazeh lasos melacha daraisa. Even if it's calling over a goy, and he's going to eventually come to do for you an issa daraisa, kigon lahutzi mirshus hayachal rishus harabim. The way he's going to save your things is by carrying from rishus hayachal to rishus harabim, which for a Jew is an issa daraisa on Shabbos, v'chi agavna or something similar. De'ilu tiltu muktzah ba'alma. If all you need the goy to do is to move something that's muksa, omer shus hayochel the karmelus, or to move something from shechel the karmelus, only the rabbanim. So afilu tzavos leino yehudi behedya, even to command the goy explicitly, sheyase ze gam kein mutter. So we're obviously talking about over here calling a goy over. The goy is going to do for you what's asur daraisa, because if it only involved the rabbanim, we don't need this whole halacha. You're allowed to call a goy over to do with the rabbanim. Lefi amivur leel b'sivhei im yeshba zehef segadol. As we learned before, a shvus, the shvus, telling a goy to do an issa d'rabbanim in the case of hefsek gadol's mutter. So this whole sif would not be nogeh, we know it already. Elama, what we're discussing over here is calling over a goy, and that's going to eventually result in the goy doing something that for you would be an issa d'araisa. So that you can't ask him to explicitly, that you can just call him over, and on his own he'll go ahead and save your stuff through doing an issa d'araisa, that's mutter. Sif katan samichtes. Mutter likros, you can call over the goy. V'chein mutter also, we said, to say to the goy, kol ha'matzil eino mafsid, anyone who saves my items will not lose out. T'mitol sha'odom bohul al mamono, because a person is very concerned and nervous about his money. Ilo sharislei afilu ba'afonim elu, if we're not going to allow him to at least call over a goy and have these small leniencies, Osi lahatzil be'atzmo v'lasos melacha daraisa. We're afraid he's bol al mamono, he's so worried about his money, he's going to go carry in a daraisa dikaway on Shabbos, and therefore we have to be lenient, and said at least call over a goy, or say, kol ha'matzil eino mafsid, and have these other leniencies, have the goy do the daraisa. That way the Yisrael will not come through his great concern for his money to do a daraisa. Sefkot an ayin, you could say, kol ha'matzil eino mafsid, anyone who saves my items will not lose. V'lomar lo b'loshan ocheach, but a loshan that you're speaking towards him would not be allowed. For example, in tatzir lo tafsir aser, to say to the goy, if you save it, you will not lose, is not allowed because you're talking to him. You have to say it in general away from him. Anyone who saves it will not lose, that's mutter. But to tell him, if you save it, you won't lose, that is aser. Finally, sekatan ayin aleph, the last point in the Mechaber was that even though the first shita put together the saving of the merchandise from the water and the saving of the items from the fire and equated them, the Yesh Omrim says that Shalo Etiru Ela B'dleika Dafka. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Aleph V'Amekel Lo Hifsid, one who is lenient also by the case of the flood to call over the goy will not lose out. V'chein Sosam HaMechaber L'Kamom Simin Shalom Adal Sev Chavav. And so the Mechaber is Sosam later on in Simin Shalom Adal as well, and that is Mutter. V'likros L'Eino Yehudi L'Haros Lo, and to call over goy to show him what's going on. V'lo Lomar Lo, and not to say anything to him. L'Kuli Al Mashari, that would be 100% permissible. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Sivchov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.